In the gospel, we hear about how Jesus wants the people of the time to have that singular focus of being in relationship with God, and that that is the most important thing, with their whole mind, with their whole heart, with their whole being. They should love their God. And we want to have that relationship with God. And to the people he was speaking at the time, he wanted to make sure that their relationship with God was the most important thing. It wasn't a relationship with the church, the institution, the temple. It wasn't the relationship with the priests or the Sadducees or with the Pharisees. It wasn't the relationship with the government. It wasn't the relationship even with the religious practices. It certainly wasn't the relationship with their work or their wallet. It was a relationship with God. And because of their singular focus on their relationship with God, it would then spill into their relationship with everybody else. That's the thing. Our relationship with God is very seldom just me and God, because me and God necessarily includes everyone else around us. It has to, because God is community. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, community. God creates this community of believers, the church. Everything God does is in relationship, so everything that we do in relationship with God ends up being in relationship with others. So Jesus says that the most important commandment, the one that summarizes all of the prophets and all of the law, is that we need to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole being, our whole soul. And the other is to love others the same. To love others as we love ourselves. This is so crucial because it is who we are as the children of God. It's who we are as human beings. We need to be in relationship, and we need to be in relationship with the divine and with others. And Jesus invites us to remember that that is the most important thing. In fact, I like how Jeremiah puts it, the one that you heard in the lesson, where at the very end of the lesson, Jeremiah says that the Lord says that we don't have to teach others, or people don't have to come to say, I will learn God, I will come to know God, because, and this is so important, because we already do. The covenant, the relationship that we have with God, covenant is like relationship. It's not a contract, it's a relationship. And that covenant, this new covenant between God and God's people, between God and us, if we are attuned to it, then, I mean, if we're all attuned to who we are, truly, as people, then there isn't going to need to be teaching or even preaching. You know, I would love to be out of a job because I wouldn't have to be teaching. I wouldn't have to be trying to inspire or to affirm or to challenge, because we'd already all be there. We'd be loving God with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and we'd be loving our neighbors as ourselves, just as we should be, as we are created to be, as we are inspired to be, as we are fulfilling our destiny. But alas, none of us are there yet, right? I'm not there. You're not there. I don't know if any of us know anyone who is all the way there. So we keep on going. We keep on trying to teach. We keep on trying to know. We keep on trying to grow. To grow into that tree that we talk about in the psalm, planted beside the grace-filled stream, with our leaves, our branches, reaching towards the Son of God, reaching our roots to that which is radical. Roots and radical, you know, it's the same word, that we want to be rooted in God's grace and God's word and God's love. And our branches reach out not only to the Son, but to our brothers and sisters. That's what we want. So I go back to the question about change, about reformation. what needs to be reformed in our lives? What needs to be changed in my life? What needs to be changed in your life so that we can get there? Do we need to change a habit? Do we need to start something new? Do we need to focus ourselves a little bit more? Ask yourself that question. We are, as I said last week, moving towards the end of our church year. And then we begin a new church year with Advent. And Advent is that time of growth, that time of getting back to the beginning, of changing so we can embrace the Son of God born into our world at Christmas time. We wrap up the year with Thanksgiving before we go into that. What if we spend the next 3-4 weeks making this change, starting to make this change, so that at Thanksgiving time we can say, thank you, God, for the changes, the reforms that have been happening in my life. And now I really want to start this new beginning. And we keep on building so that we get into that relationship with the one who was born on Christmas Eve. And then as we start the new year, calendar-wise, we are really into our faith. I want to keep the sermon a little bit shorter today because you are going to be celebrating communion. And I don't know if I have much more to say on this anyway. To remind you, to challenge you, to invite you to identify what area in your life needs to be reformed. As I do my own soul searching to see what areas in my life need to be changed so that we can more closely follow the Great Commandment. So we can more closely be with our God and walk more closely with our brothers and our sisters, with all of the people of God, everyone, all of our siblings, all of our friends in Christ. As you move into communion, you are going to offer yourselves so that you can be reformed, so that you could be changed, if you will. We talk about bread and wine, and we talk about Jesus' presence. What if instead of bread and wine becoming Jesus' presence, we talked about Rob and Joan and Dennis and all of the rest of you becoming Jesus' body and blood for the world, being the real presence of Jesus for everyone around us, so that people can say, wow, he, she, they are truly singular focus, that they truly love God with all their heart, mind, and soul. They love their neighbor as themselves. That's what I'm offering. I offer my life to my God to be formed, to be changed into his presence here on earth. May God walk with each of us and shape us with his grace so that we can do that. Let's pray that that may happen. Lord God, come into our lives in a more full way so that we can be changed more fully into your holy presence on this earth. And we can truly love you with all of our mind, our heart, our very being. We can truly love our neighbors as you've asked us to do. We can love ourselves as you've asked us to do. May we be holy people, offering ourselves to you and to the world so that we can get to that day where everybody knows you completely. Father, we ask this as we ask all things through Christ our Lord. Amen. With that, you move into your offering and you come before your Lord to be connected to him completely. May this be not only today, but every day in your lives.